Chef's Outlet in historic downtown Frederick, Maryland is your source for professional supplies for your parties, church events, corporate functions, and sensible home food preparation. You can save money by cooking in quantity and still get that delicious taste you can only find when dining out. Chef Dave can show you how. You'll love having the Chef's Outlet advantage. Chef's Outlet is at 321 East 5th Street behind Food Pro. And you can find Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com. That's keywords, Chef's Outlet on Frederick.com.
Hey, welcome back. This is the Kent Courtney Show. How you doing, Kent? You didn't know I was recording, did you?
Yeah, I was just goofing. That was our old break song, you know, when I was in... a couple of different bands in New Orleans, like Bayou Paradise. We use that as our break song.
That's a good break song.
This is a good break song.
Yeah, well, we are AreaRadio.com, which, of course, is people, music, events, live, and proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
Yeah. Is that, and Frederick is in Maryland, right?
Absolutely.
So maybe we should do a song that talks a little about Maryland. And specifically, there's something in here, there's a line, Carol's Sacred Trust.
Ooh.
Have you ever thought of what Carol's Sacred Trust was?
Probably not in the way that that song means.
Well, the Carrolls were fairly wealthy individuals. John Carroll was a bishop, in fact, first bishop in these United States, and he was from Baltimore. And then they had Charles Carroll was the signer of the Declaration of Independence. Now, do you know the Carroll's Sacred Trust actually refers to the fact that much of the land that is now Washington, D.C., which is actually technically still Maryland land.
Yeah.
And it's within the District of Columbia.
Yes.
And those people are actually residing on land that is a land held in trust by the District of Columbia. And they say that, you know, the people in Washington are people without a country.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're really Marylanders.
Well, then that means they can go to Frederick.com.
Oh, actually, we have the DCMetro.com, too.
Yeah.
Don't forget, that's us. We own a lot of the... in fact, we have 24 different sites that cover the metro area.
And so I'll bet you a lot of them actually
area guides allow you to click into those.
I bet you a lot of them actually take, like, the transit system to go to Frederick because it's so easy to leapfrog.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes sense. You want to bring your bicycle... And so that way you make the long distance run by D.C. to Metro Rail or by Frederick County Transit Bus. And then you go to your individual destination by bicycle.
That's right. How about that song?
Oh, okay. Now the state song.
The despot seal is on thy shore, Maryland, my Maryland, his torch is at thy temple door. Maryland, my Maryland, avenge the patriotic gore that flecked the streets of Baltimore, and be the battle queen of yore. Maryland, my Maryland, hark to an exiled son's appeal. Maryland, my Maryland, my mother's state to thee I kneel. Maryland, my Maryland, for life or death, for woe or weal, thy peerless chivalry reveal, and gird thy beauteous limbs with steel. Maryland, my Maryland, thou wilt not cower in the dust. Maryland, my Maryland, thy beaming sword shall never rust. Maryland, my Maryland, remember Carroll's sacred trust. Remember Howard's warlike thrust, and all thy slumberers with the just. Maryland, my Maryland, come, 'tis the red dawn of the day. Maryland, my Maryland, come with thy banner fleet array. Maryland, my Maryland, with Ringgold's spirit for the fray, with Watson's blood at Monterey, with fearless love and dashing May. Maryland, my Maryland, dear mother, burst the tyrant's chain. Maryland, my Maryland, Virginia should not fall in vain. Maryland, my Maryland, she meets her sisters on the plain. Six-Semper 'tis the proud refrain that baffles minions back amain.
Maryland, my Maryland, come, for thy mount is bright and strong. Maryland, my Maryland, come, for thy dalliance does thee wrong. Maryland, my Maryland, come to thine own Aurora Clong, stalking with liberty along, and chant thy dauntless slogan song. Maryland, my Maryland, I see the blush upon thy cheek. Maryland, my Maryland, but thou wast ever bravely meek. Maryland, my Maryland, but lo, there surges forth a shriek. From hill to hill, from creek to creek, Potomac calls to Chesapeake. Maryland, my Maryland, thou wilt not yield the vandal toll. Maryland, my Maryland, thou wilt not crook to his control. Maryland, my Maryland, better the fire upon thee troll, better the shot, the blade, the bowl, than crucifixion of the soul. Maryland, my Maryland, I hear the distant thunder hum. Maryland, my Maryland, the old line's bugle, pipe and drum. Maryland, my Maryland, she is not dead, nor deaf, nor dumb. Huzzah, she spurns the northern scrum. She breathes, she burns, she'll come, Maryland, my Maryland.
Good song.
It is.
Yeah.
A lot of history in those things. You know, so many things like, you know, Howard and, you know, the Ringgold spirit for the fray, Watson's blood at Monterey and the Mexican-American War. It's filled with stuff.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, you know,
Speaking of heroes? 1812. I worked for somebody who's going to be making yet another film in Maryland.
Yes, you did. And I believe his name is Ken Burns.
Yeah,
right?
Florentine Films.
Yeah, Florentine Films. And also the WNED-TV, Buffalo, visited Maryland in late June to scout locations with staff from the state's film office for the upcoming Public Broadcasting Service documentary about the War of 1812.
Yes, yes, yes.
And filming of this PBS production will start with the Grand Tactical, which is a reenactment of the battles that occurred during the War of 1812's Chesapeake Campaign at Jefferson Patterson Park and Museum in St. Leonard, September 20th and 21st.
Yeah.
And the 560-acre park is located where the Battle of St. Leonard's Creek took place. Did you know that?
Yes.
Absolutely. And also, an initial round of stakeholders meeting for the Maryland War of 1812 Bicentennial Celebration are ending this month.
Yes.
And the meetings are scheduled for Annapolis on July 14th.
That's Monday.
And in Perryville, July 15th, which would be Tuesday, since the 14th is Monday. Hey, yeah. I'm not that stupid. And more than 200 Marylanders have participated in meetings in Riverdale, St. Leonard, Baltimore, Edgemere, Germantown, and, of course, this week in Queenstown.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And a revised Bicentennial Action Plan will be posted online beginning July 21st.
Uh-huh.
The Maryland War of 1812 Bicentennial Commission will submit a final plan of action to the governor and General Assembly by September 1st, 2 days before my birthday.
What day is your birthday?
September 3rd.
No wonder I always give you a birthday card at the fair.
Yeah. And, of course, Governor Martin O'Malley. Oh, good Irish lad, O'Malley.
Yeah, yeah, right. He's an Irish musician,
That's
too.
That's right. Created the commission last September. The panel will plan and coordinate a multi-year cultural tourism and educational campaign to commemorate Maryland's unique contributions to the nation's defense and heritage during the War of 1812.
Now, what's the most famous thing that came out of the War of 1812 for Maryland?
Well, that's a very good question. And I would have to say that it'll probably be the documentary that is going to be happening about the War of 1812 that your friend Ken Burns is going to be doing.
Well, you know, I would actually bet on something else first.
Oh, all right. Why don't you...
How about the defense of Fort McHenry?
Oh, well, that was my second guess.
Now, what, you know, they took that and made it into a song. Do you remember what song that was?
I'm Henry the Eighth, I am... No.
No.
They ran through the briars and they ran through.
No, that happened afterwards.
Yeah. Let's see. Would it be? I've been a wild rover for many. Let's see. How about north to Alaska? No, that wouldn't be that either. No. Why don't you just sing it? So this.
I wasn't planning on singing it. Oh. I don't feel like standing, and I don't have anything to cover my hand with.
I mean, my heart with.
Oh, say.
There you go. I was wondering if you were going to get that one.
Dawn's early light.
Yeah, it's, I would say that was Maryland's number one contribution from the War of 1812. Francis Scott Key wrote what eventually became our national anthem, but first titled The Defense of Fort McHenry.
No.
Yes.
See, not only is this entertaining, but it's educational.
It's edumacational.
Edumacational. And that's right, you can only get that here on arearadio.com. And of course it is People Music Events Live and proud sponsors of Frederick.com.
If the light goes out in your world, lost in the dark without a friend, the flag of failure is unfurled, and it seems like it's at an end. How deep can the darkness be? So sad, so low, so filled with tears, without a glow you cannot see. How can you make it through the years? Sing out, my Savior died for me, prayed so long in Gethsemane, was scourged so hard and painfully, crowned with thorns for you and me. Carried the cross for all to see, nailed to the wood to set us free. If you are sinking in distress, the pain in you begins to burn. You're lost in your own wilderness, you feel like there is no return. Time turns into eternity, something in your life has gone wrong. It becomes difficult to see that in your heart there is no song. Then sing out, my Savior died for me, prayed so long in Gethsemane, was scourged so hard and painfully, crowned with thorns for you and me. Carried the cross for all to see, nailed to the wood to set us free. You say, why is this happening to me? Something inside of me has died, I don't know, it's a mystery. But why should I be purified? Then sing out, my Savior died for me, prayed so long in Gethsemane, was scourged so hard and painfully, crowned with thorns for you and me. Carried the cross for all to see, nailed to the wood to set us free. When you believe you're feeling bad, you've lost all hope, you're in despair. There's nothing wrong with being sad, you're not alone, we've all been there. Believe, sorrowful mysteries can fix your soul, be remedies, make you whole, ease your tragedies, help you get past your miseries. Sing out, my Savior died for me, prayed so long in Gethsemane, was scourged so hard and painfully, crowned with thorns for you and me. Carried the cross for all to see, nailed to the wood to set us free.
Good song. I have a question for you.
I wrote that.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Hey, original by Kent Courtney, ladies and gentlemen. That's right. And you heard it here on arearadio.com.
Yeah.
Of course, on the Kent Courtney Show. Where else would you hear it? How did your song go at the Basilica that you said you were doing? That patriotic song that you
said I vowed to thee my country.
Yes.
Oh, man. It worked just right.
Excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, I worked on that thing for months, literally. And it sounded really good.
Did it sound as good as this?
Better.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I should have been there. But unfortunately, I couldn't.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I ended up doing a whole slew of masses that weekend. 4th of July mass, then I had the vigil mass the next day, and then two masses on Sunday morning. It was a busy weekend. And that plus played Gettysburg.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a very, very busy weekend. Played Friday and Saturday at Gettysburg.
And then Sunday,
reenacted with
the
6th New York.
Really?
Yeah, the 6th New York artillery.
Well, you were an artillery. Did you get the
boom on? Yeah. I love the boom booms.
So were you using canister or what were you using?
Lots of powder.
Lots of powder?
Takes 8 ounces of powder to make a boom out of a cannon.
That's right. You know, actually, I saw a pretty decent, special. They were talking about, you know, how, you know, with the gas war, or not the gas war, but, you know, the price of gas and everything, how people were actually not really traveling as much as they would. But they said, Pennsylvania's tourism has actually stayed the same.
Oh, Merlin, too, because people are doing local travel.
Exactly. So that means to tell you that, you know, actually a lot of, you know, Pennsylvanians actually, you know, still stay within Pennsylvania, and Marylanders stay in Maryland or go right across the border, you know. And so
south of the border, down Maryland way.
So
or Virginia's way, depending upon your perspective. Speaking of which, thanks to Happy Faces Daycare, we're doing some experimental sites for them. Happy Faces Daycare is located in Centerville, Virginia, and is on FairfaxCountyVA.com. It's one of our sites.
That's fantastic.
In fact, you know, I was doing some tweaking on the homepage of FairfaxCountyVA.com. We now have links to VRE. That's a Virginia Railway Express, a commuter line. Of course, we have the schedules that link to both the Fredericksburg and the Manassas line, but in Fairfax County VA, Manassas line is the one that you want to catch. In fact, my brother rides the Manassas line. He lives in Burke, Virginia, and he's a big fan of the VRE. He says it's just wonderful to get up. They have the double-decker trains on the VRE, and you get up there on the upper deck. He said the view is just unbelievable as you're going into Washington, D.C. So it's quite a good ride. He likes it a lot.
I bet it is. And remember, this is the Kent Courtney Show on AreaRadio.com. And we will be back shortly, right after a few other sponsors of Frederick.com.
Under the Sun in Frederick, Maryland has bikes, ski equipment, snowboards, and skateboards, plus all your outerwear and safety gear. The Under the Sun Sports Advantage includes an on-site repair department and a knowledgeable sales staff that's out there doing it. All our new bikes are assembled by professional bicycle mechanics. Get it set up right. Bring your bike in for a tune-up. Pad up. Get the best fit. Get the Under the Sun Sports Advantage and gear up to bike, ski, skate, and snow at Under the Sun. Keywords Under the Sun on Frederick.com. Southern States Cooperative, bringing home energy solutions for your family. Southern States has energy solutions you can depend on. Since we began petroleum operations in 1938, Southern States has built a reputation for delivering superior products and services to the communities we serve. A reputation built on the commitment of our local dealers who are dedicated to your satisfaction. From premium fuel additives for advanced performance to delivery drivers who make sure you get the fuel when you need it, Southern States in Frederick, Maryland has the energy solutions you can depend on to meet your needs reliably and economically. Keywords: Southern States on Frederick.com. Century 21 Premium Realty is in Frederick, Maryland at the Eastgate Center on East Patrick Street. Century 21 Premium Realty has many years of experience working side by side with buyers and sellers. Century 21 Premium Realty has a broad knowledge of the real estate market. Determining your home's fair market value is one of the most important decisions you'll make during the real estate process. Century 21 Premium Realty has a team that is dependable, resourceful, and will go above and beyond the sale. Your realtors for life. Century 21 Premium Realty. That's keywords Premium Realty on Frederick.com.
Come to know Him, come to love God, come to praise Him, come for seeing, come for hearing, come for caring, come for sharing. Follow the way, follow the truth, follow the life.
Father. By Jesus, by Jesus, come on up to the Father. Come to Jesus, come to know Him. Come to love God, come to praise Him. Feel His power, feel His Spirit. Feel the love flow, feel the dark go. Follow the way, follow the truth. Come on up to the Father. By Jesus, by Jesus, come on up to the Father. Come to Jesus, come to know Him. Come to love God, come to praise Him. Walk to His light, walk to His love. His arms, walk right to Him. Follow the way, follow the truth, follow the life. Come on up to the Father. By Jesus, by Jesus, come on up to the Father. Come to Jesus, come to know Him. Come to love God, come to praise Him.
Let me guess, that was another original Ken Courtney, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
Oh, yeah. Nothing gets better than that. Well, you know, despite President Bush's stated opposition to the measure, the House fast-tracked approval last month for funding authorization for the bill for public transportation.
Ooh, it goes back to the 1980s when we heard the... Reagan actually vetoed the UMTA, the Urban Mass Transit Act. And they were funding actually a monorail in downtown New Orleans at the time, and it was going to be on these single rise columns with you know, two arms coming out of it, kind of like the T of a you know, of concrete.
Yeah.
And along those T's would be a pair of monorail rails. And it was designed to go down Poydras Avenue and, you know, help, you know, the transportation congestion that was there in the 1980s in New Orleans.
Wow.
But Reagan vetoed that.
Yeah. Well, a nod to this summer's skyrocketing fuel costs, House Resolution 6052, the Energy, or the Saving Energy Through Public Transportation Act of 2008, would authorize $850 million in both fiscal 2008 and 2009 to the public transit system to help them migrate fuel costs and to promote ridership.
Yeah, that makes so much sense.
Absolutely.
And you know, we talked also about Bob Lapini, who was the alternative fuels supervisor for DC Metro Bus, is now working for Frederick Performance Center in Frederick, Maryland.
Uh-huh.
And they're doing a lot of things over at Frederick Performance Center, and they're going to be signing up as sponsors real soon on frederick.com. But we're hoping to get Bob Lapini right on a podcast so we can talk about some of the things that they did with alternative fuels with the DC metro area buses.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And speaking of sponsors, also proud sponsors of frederick.com. All right, we know we're popular, but this is not a phone-in radio show, people. This happened twice now. Goodness gracious. I know we're popular, but please hold the phone calls until after the show, and then we can divide all of our attention to you, the caller.
There you go.
But, of course, we have Beyond Comics.
That's right, Beyond Comics. In fact, I was talking with John today, and he has some fantastic things going on there. You know, they do a lot of movie promotions, and, you know, they actually go to some movies and give away comics. You know,
oh,
they,
nice.
Yeah, and it helps to promote the comic shop, so you never know when you're going to be standing in line of a movie, and suddenly you're going to get a comic in your hand for free from John over at Beyond Comics. Now, Beyond Comics you can find on frederick.com. Keywords, Beyond Comics.
That's right. Oh.
Hey, secret messages.
That's right. Gotta love the secret messages. Well, you know, we are AreaRadio.com, of course, which is people, music, events, live, and proud sponsors of Frederick.com. And we do also have some news from Africa.
Oh, yeah. What's the latest in Uganda?
Well, actually, it would be Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe?
Yeah, the Zimbabwe rival parties hold talks because the ruling ZANU-PF party and both factions of the opposition movement for the Democratic Change, or the MDC, are underway in South Africa. Because you have the Western nations, which have been considering sanctions against Mr. Mugabe.
Well, the Bombardier has launched their high-speed Electrostar in South Africa.
Oh, yes, they did.
Yeah, they called it the GO Train Rapid Rail, but it's only in South Africa would that be spelled GAU Train. You know, GO Train.
Okay.
And so they'll design and manufacture 96 Electrostar vehicles for the 80-kilometer GO Train route, which connects Johannesburg, Pretoria, and the Johannesburg International Airport. And they're also going to participate in the fleet's maintenance over the next 15 years.
Okay. Well, I have a feeling that you're also going to be telling us about some other fantastic people, too.
Well, you know, Grabber is one of our big sponsors, and they do a lot of great things. They have tools.
Oh, yeah.
And the Grabber tools are, they have, like, all of the regular lines of tools, mm-hmm. the high-end, you know, contractor stuff. And they also have a lot of great fastening devices, you know, everything from deck screws to, mm-hmm. you know, the things that you want. If you want it to last a long time, you want to get their screws. There actually is a difference in screws.
Absolutely.
Sometimes when you go to those big mega places that sell screws, they sell very, very soft metal.
Yes.
And if you've ever ripped off the top end of a screw, you know you're dealing with really rotten metal, cheap
uh-huh.
metal.
Yeah.
But what happens with the Grabber screws, they're made, you know, very solidly, mm-hmm. you know, so that they're going to hold together and do a lot better job of drilling. And they even have some high-tech fastening devices like the trapeze screw, which is designed to go into the very hard composite woods that are now being used for things like decks.
Decks, yeah, more like your Trek system and stuff.
Exactly,
yeah.
Exactly. Yes. They're designed to go into that kind of stuff, which is very, very, very hard stuff.
Oh, absolutely.
And, you know, even drilling a pilot hole sometimes there isn't quite enough. So they've got the trapeze screw. And, you know, you need to talk to them. You can find Grabber on Frederick.com.
Keyword.
That's keyword, Grabber, G-R-A-B-B-E-R. In Mount Airy, Maryland, the Twin Ridge Collision Center is coming on board with us. And in fact, I haven't even had a chance to make their website yet.
Haven't had a chance to do a lot of the websites, though,
No, I'm doing them. I'm always
absolutely.
About six behind,
yeah.
It seems. We've been having a lot of people sign on to Frederick.com. Finally, the internet internet age has arrived,
yes.
And everybody's realized that you have to be on the internet, and so it's like hard to keep up with all the websites. And so Twin Ridge Collision Center is in Mount Airy, Maryland, on Rising Ridge Road, naturally enough. And Michael Dodson over there says that he has a lot of really big projects that are going on.
Yeah.
Big repairs, you know, and it was just interesting to see the size of the bays they have. They have a lot of facility there to be able to handle things. That's at Twin Ridge Collision Center, and we should have them up in a couple of days on Frederick.com.
Fantastic. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And I have a feeling that Mr. Courtney's going to play another fantastic song for us.
Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so darn depressed that I set my sights on Monday, and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do believe there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, Sister Golden Hair Surprise, that I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, and I've been too hard to find.
but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you meet me in the middle? Will you meet me in the air? Will you love me just a little, just enough to show you care? Well, I tried to fake it, I don't mind saying, I just can't make it. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, I tried to make it Sunday, but I got so darn depressed that I set my sights on Monday and I got myself undressed. I ain't ready for the altar, but I do believe there's times when a woman sure can be a friend of mine. Well, I keep on thinking about you, sister golden hair surprise, that I just can't live without you. Can't you see it in my eyes? I've been one poor correspondent, I've been too hard to find, but it doesn't mean you ain't been on my mind. Will you meet me in the middle? Will you meet me in the air? Will you love me just a little, just enough to show you care? Well, I tried to fake it, I don't mind saying, I just can't make it.
So do you think they were singing about an Irish girl with the red hair and stuff, you know?
Golden hair.
Well, maybe she was a strawberry blonde.
Hey, could have been a strawberry blonde.
That's right. This is the Kent Courtney Show live on AreaRadio.com.
Already?
Yes, already. So, thank you once again, Mr. Courtney. Had a great time.
Meeting is the end of the show.
End of the show!
Oh, man, I can't believe we're gone so fast.
Well, I think maybe we have enough time for us to dote upon one of our other fantastic sponsors, like maybe the... I don't know, Owl's Nest?
The Owl's Nest, yes. You can find a lot of good gifts at the Owl's Nest. The Owl's Nest has some in good scents and oils. You know, I use things like sandalwood and patchouli and stuff like that to make up my own mixture of a scent. And you can get those scents. In fact, I do. I do get those scents at the Owl's Nest.
Great. And not place. Only that, you can get Kent Courtney CDs at the Owl's Nest.
That's right. You've been there. Yes, the Owl's Nest on Buckeystown Pike. And you can find the Owl's Nest on frederick.com. Keywords.
Owl's Nest.
Ooh, ooh,
ooh, ooh. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. And have a great night.
The Owl Nest in Frederick, Maryland has gifts, products, and services for the body, mind, and spirit. The Owl Nest on Buckeystown Pike features aromatherapy, oils and products, fine art, and artwork crafted by local artisans, as well as jewelry, earth-friendly apparel, books, candles, crystals, gemstones, glasses, and more. The Owl Nest, a unique gift shop. The Owl Nest, keywords Owl Nest on Frederick.com.
Bill's Auto Body in Thurmont, Maryland gives you the personalized care that dealerships want. With a 5,000 square foot facility, Bill's Auto Body provides the best in auto repairs with timely and outstanding service. Bill's Auto Body guarantees precision workmanship resulting in continued long-lasting satisfaction and professional results for their customers. Serving the area for over 20 years, Bill's Auto Body has been and always will be a friend of the community. That's keywords, Bill's Auto Body on Frederick.com.
You're going to love the Frederick, Maryland location of Mama Lucia on 1700 Kingfisher Drive.
For nearly 20 years, Mama Lucia has used only the finest ingredients, resulting in the best down-home Italian cooking you can find. From pizza to pasta, let Mama do the cooking for you. In addition to outstanding food, Mama Lucia offers friendly, efficient service. If you can't join us, you can take Mama home with you and be a hero for the night. That's Mama Lucia on Frederick.com.